Nessa in particular is really excited that we're coming, and a couple of the other podcasters. I got an email from Big Fatty.
Oh, so, royalty.
Yes, I know. Podcasting royalty sent me an email from on high.
Well, so. Did an owl deliver it?
The magic golden sling had an owl fly from it and land down.
So. Does that make him Dumbledore?
It makes him Backdoor. Big Fatty is the Dumbledore of the podcasting community. That's about right. That's about right. So, yeah, because we had to give information as far as our hotel reservation and all that kind of stuff.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty is the Dumbledore of the podcasting community.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1356 of the BFO for Monday, the 8th of April, 2013. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you about the weekend and some delicious, just delicious food that I fixed on Saturday. Big Fatty! Hello, Cages. Big Fatty, what does that mean? Is that something to do with the horror? No. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you're Cages. You are Cages today because, y'all, later tonight, Monday night, is the final of the sports ball. And, y'all, it doesn't start. It doesn't start till 9 p.m. in the evening. And, y'all, that's just too late for Big Fatty to even get to. And quite frankly, I don't give a shit who wins. Big Fatty. Anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard that Taffy Kalala, which is, I don't believe there's any, relation to, Kitty Carlisle, but that Taffy Kalala, Huffington? Is it Huffington? Taffy Carlisle Huffington. I think that's right. And Taylor the Latte Boy. Yo, which, by the way, I don't know if you knew this or not, but y'all, there's a song written about Taylor the Latte Boy. And it's lovely. And I'm sure it was written about Taylor. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, they were talking about those were references to that Larry Potter. I don't know if he's the big fat one that had the beard or if he was the ancient one or something like that, but y'all, evidently there's some sort of Hootie Owl. Big Fatty Hootie Owl. I don't know what I'm talking about. They were talking about, getting ready to come out to Las Vegas for the Pride 48 weekend in September. Y'all, just a reminder, this coming, Sunday, the 14th, the penultimate day before tax day here in the U.S. of A. Y'all will have our next suits meeting. So if you got any questions for the suits, send them to Nessa at pride48.com. And y'all, you might even send an e-letter to that Adam Burns asking him why the hell he hadn't updated the website. Y'all just put the pressure on, put the pressure on, you know, get demand answers, Big Fatty. Let's see, what was I going to tell you? Oh, I've got to tell you about the weekend. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I caught up on a few little shows and caught up on some things on the TV machine over the weekend. But y'all, quite frankly, it was a very, very quiet weekend. Big Fatty when did I do that? On Saturday? Oh, let's see, let's go back to Friday. Y'all, I don't think I did a damn thing on Friday evening. I just piddled around the Fat Cave here, and yeah, I think that's about it. Not very uneventful. If there was something eventful, I don't recall it. Satney, I did domestic things. I washed, you know, the dirty underpants, and y'all washed the sheets, y'all. It was lovely. I had clean sheets on Saturday night. And y'all, who doesn't love clean sheets? Big fatty. What else did I do on Saturday? I don't think I did anything on Saturday. I know what it was. Saturday night, I was on that, Stick It With A Poke, little show. Y'all, Gavin, you know, he was the number one fan of the BFO for 2012. Y'all, he might as well be the number one fan of the BFO for 2013, since we hadn't heard from the Gravitas a single damn time since he was named, the Grand Potentate. Big Freddy. Maybe I can shame him into calling Big Freddy. That's a good one. I was on that Stick It With A Poke, and who else was on there? I believe they had Mr. Mike from the Squamish, and we had Gavin and Jim, and Nessa was on there, and who else? Seems like there was somebody else. Oh, yes, that's right. That Toppy Smelly was on there. Yes, Big Freddy. And y'all, of course, Gavin fucked it up. Because the Pride 48 settings have changed. The server has changed, so it has a different address. And y'all, I'm sorry to say that you can no longer use the Listen Live portion of the BFO app because, y'all, the server has changed and there aren't going to be any more updates to the BFO app. Stephen the Uck, who we're very grateful for all the work he did on the BFO app, y'all, he has relinquished his developer's credentials, and so he is not doing any more updates to anything in the Apple Snack Store. And that includes the BFO app. So, y'all, The Listen Live portion to the Pride 48 on the BFO app is still pointed at that old server. And y'all, so you're not going to hear anything. So just mark that one off your list. But y'all, the rest of it still works. You can still go over and do the Weather Rat and the Baconator and all that other good stuff. And, of course, the soundboards are still there. And all, so y'all, it's still a fun little app. So I encourage. Oh, y'all, I'll tell you what that is in a second. Anyway, I did that, y'all. But I got to tell you, one of the other things I did on Saturday was I did a lot of cooking. Y'all, I had some frozen scrimps in the freezer. Big Freddy, that's a good place to keep frozen things. And so I cooked up some of them, and I cooked up some chicken pieces I had. Y'all, I'm trying to kind of clean out the freezer, just because sometimes you buy stuff and it just kind of sits in there and you kind of forget it's in there. Y'all, if I've got one bag of frozen broccoli in the freezer, I've got 15. And y'all, so I had some broccoli. I found a little fillet mignon, wrapped in the Bafran, so I cooked the chicken pieces, kind of baked them in the oven, and then I cooked the shrimp. I boiled and peeled them, so I'm going to have them like a little shrimp cocktail, and y'all, then for my supper, I had a Bafran wrapped fillet mignon, and y'all, I had some onions in the refrigerator I'd already cut up, so I toasted those onions with some Worcestershire sauce, Then what I did is I seasoned the piece of meat, and then I put it like on the side so that bacon would cook. Cause you know, y'all, sometimes if you've got a bacon wrapped filet mignon, you know, the bacon doesn't get cooked real good. So I put it on its side and rolled it around a couple of times so it would get browned a little bit or cooked a little bit anyway. On the sides, and y'all, then at the very end, I had just a little bit of a crumbled blue cheese that I had gotten at the Von's East a while back, and I was out of solid, because, you know, I like to put a little of the blue cheese on my solid every now and then, and I know there are those of you out there, big funny, that's dairy. Well, y'all, I eat a little bit of dairy, but y'all, I really think that the dairy it makes me extremely gassy nowadays. Anyway, I put that blue cheese on the top of the steak, and it kind of melted. Then I flipped it over so it would get kind of crunchy, and I put a little bit more of the blue cheese on the top of the opposing side. And y'all, and I had that and a few of those scrimps with a little bit of cocktail sauce with the good horseradish in it. And the broccoli and the toasted onions with the Worcestershire sauce. Y'all, I tell you what, I was eating high on the hog Saturday night. And I watched the sports ball, the first sports ball game. And y'all, then after the Stick It With The Poke little show, I got in the shower and got my shower and everything. And, y'all, then I was off to the Dudley Do-Rights. And I met Granny and Miss Porter there and a couple other folks that used to come to the bedroom. And, y'all, we just had a gay old time. And, y'all, Big Fatty used to always leave, you know, we'd get there about 9:30, and Big Fatty would always leave about 11 o'clock when the drag show started. Well, y'all, there is no drag show at the Dudley Do-Rights. So, y'all, I was there till after 12 p.m. in the morning, a.m. in the morning. And, y'all, it's much closer to the Fat Cave. So it's just, it's about a mile and a half home to the Fat Cave. So, y'all, it was lovely. And, y'all, we just had a gay old time. Granny and Miss Porter both like Big Fatty's new double monocles. Big Fatty. And then on Sunday, y'all, I got up and had my brufkas, and y'all, then I was off to the Whole Foods, and y'all, by the way, that does have a W, got me some of that forest bacon, and I got me a rotisserie chicken. It looked really good, and y'all, then, they have a hot bar there, and I picked up some General Tso's chicken, and vegetables, and some of that Ezekiel bread, and a few other little things. And y'all, I had to get a new carton of the almond milk, because y'all, you know, the almond milk, by the way, most milk expires in about a week to 10 days. The almond milk's usually good for about 2 months, 2 to 3 months. And got that, and y'all, now I'm here at the Fat Cave recording the little show. Now, y'all, basically that was the weekend. But yo, one thing, Big Fatty is still having some testicle problems with the posting of the little show. It's something to do with the WordPress. And y'all, this is all Chinese to me. And when I posted the Afraid little show, y'all, it turned the ability to leave the comments. It turned it off. And y'all, the crazy Mexican that had him, y'all, you thought Big Fatty had strung him up and hung him out to dry, Big Fatty. Y'all, then when the picture of the Big Fatty's glasses got posted, y'all, same thing. Miss Kim Beaver, she was all upset with Big Fatty too, because she couldn't comment. So y'all, let Big Fatty know if the comments are turned off, because that is not my intention, I can assure you. Because y'all, I want everybody to have a chance to win the $1,000 prize. Big Fatty, it's not $1,000. Oh, y'all, that's that General Tso's chicken that Miss Bacon is going to, she is going to award that here in about, well, let's just see, in about 3 weeks, 3 weeks from this coming Wednesday on May Day. May Day, May Day. So, anyway, so there you have it. Now, y'all, Yeah, I gotta see y'all. That, of course, means, y'all, that's the countdown clock for the Vons. Yo, yo, yo. Y'all, we're within 30 days of the Vons' celebration of exiting the birth canal. And y'all, you know, I had suggested that each of you send her an Apple Snack gift card so she can get her a new computer from the Apple Snack store. You know, force a hand on that. But, y'all, and, or either that, or send her a bottle of the Heinz 57 sauce, because, y'all, you know, this is her Heinz celebration of exiting the birth canal this big, it's sad. It's just sad. Yes, Big Freddy. Big Freddy, y'all, it's unbelievable. You start talking about the Vons, yo, 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 and y'all, the death phone begins to ring. Well, let's just see who it is. Yes, Big Freddy, you answer it. I'm scared of it. Hello?
Hey, Big Freddy, it's Princess Anna. I have an Ask Big Freddy question, so cue the music.
Big Freddy, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Freddy?
Why do you call yourself Big Freddy, Big Freddy?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Freddy.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, our ex-Big Fatty question today comes to us from the one and only Princess Hanna. Princess Hanna?
Okay, here we go. My question actually is for your listeners, not necessarily for you, but has anyone out in the podcast actually ever had a gastric bypass? I'm looking at having one done. I've had some family members and my best friend and her mom have it done, and they've had not optimal results. They've gained the weight back, but I didn't know if anybody that listens to you has had it done and had done successfully. If anyone has and wants to talk to me about it, they can get in contact with you, obviously, and then you can get in contact with me, and I'd be much appreciative. Hope all is well. Love you. And
Cinnamon
Noodle, you look beautiful.
Oh, lovely. Bye. Well, y'all, Princess Hanna, this is an excellent question. And y'all, when it comes to gastric bypass, Big Fatty is certainly an expert on this. Or Big Fatty, if there is any way we can possibly bypass your gastrointestinal system, please let us know how to do it. Princess Hanna, I'm not sure. Now, I know Kaba, formerly of the No Wire Hangers little show down there in the Lakeland, Florida, with everybody's favorite rapist, J.C. Marple. I believe that's what he had, but I don't know that for sure. So, J.C. Marple, if you haven't unsubscribed, could you, Kaba, call me and let me know what that's all about and if it's been successful? Yeah, see, y'all, oh, Dick, I see, y'all, that was, that, I must have nattered a lot about the weekend for somebody who didn't do a damn thing for the weekend. I sure did natter about it. Yes, Big Freddy, you can say that again, y'all, for Big Freddy. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely Monday, for those of you in the U.S. of A., just remember that you've only got 1 week, to get over and see Wes, the gay country boy. And that is not spelled C-U-N-T. I don't know if you knew that or not. And take your taxes over there to him so he can get them done for you. And y'all, just remember, it takes time to do that. You cannot just take out a magic wand. Big Freddy, I thought you were a magician. Taylor told me that, I think.
Big Fatty is the Dumbledore of the podcasting community.
Yes, Big Freddy, you pull us under your spell.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.